KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, have sunny skies, upper 80s. For Tuesday night, mostly clear in the upper 60s. As we head into Wednesday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. And Wednesday night, clear skies. Right now, it's 81.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Neil Dirks, who had been at the helm of the National Pork Producers Council for two decades, announced Friday he will retire by the end of the year. Dirks has been with the pork producers in various capacities over the last 31 years. Dirks, who works in the Des Moines office of the pork producers, has led the organization through issues like a wave of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus and the processing slowdowns brought on by the COVID-19. The organization has also been forced to cancel War Pork Expo, the signature summer event held annually in Iowa for the last couple of years, but it is going on this week. According to the pork producers, Dirks will stay in the role until a search for his replacement is concluded. He'll then transition to a strategic counselor capacity during that transition time. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran has once again introduced legislation that would relax the U.S. trade embargo with Cuba. The legislation's goal is to open another avenue for profit for American farmers and ranchers. Moran says the current regulations are limiting revenue streams for farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers. Moran says that the unilateral trade embargo on Cuba blocks American farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers from selling into a market just 90 miles off the U.S. shores. He said at the same time, foreign competitors like China are benefiting at our expense. He said the legislation will expand market opportunities for U.S. producers by allowing them to compete on a level playing field with other countries. If the legislation gets passed, it would repeal all regulations that restrict doing business with Cuba. Kansas Farm Bureau President Rich Felt says having the opportunity to export crops like wheat, corn, and soybeans to our neighbors down in Cuba would be a win for farming communities all across Kansas and around the country. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, on Friday, Governor Laura Kelly announced the new bipartisan members of the Executive Committee for the second SPARC, or Strengthening People and Revitalization Kansas Task Force, that was established back in May of last year to, quote, oversee distribution of funds for the Federal CARES Act. Its other duty is to help lead Kansas forward in continued recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Kelly said that the Kansas Office of Recovery will again be responsible for statewide distribution of federal COVID-19 relief funds allocated to Kansas through the American Rescue Plan. It is a 7-member executive committee and was appointed to oversee the funding distribution process, assisted by an advisory committee with additional members. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment did announce that half of Kansans across the state aged 18 years and older have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19. The announcement came on Friday to wrap up the week. The KDHE also reported an additional 332 new COVID-19 cases since Wednesday of last week and 40 new hospitalizations. Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Springtime is upon us, and that means nice weather and, unfortunately, spring storms. Burwell Construction is here to not only take care of your roof, siding, and guttering should you get damaged from any storms, but to make sure your backyard is more enjoyable with a new deck or patio cover. For over 30 years, you've trusted Burwell Construction. They've been improving homes just like yours. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
A state board has unanimously recommended that the state Supreme Court disbar a prosecutor who's accused of misleading jurors in two separate cases, actions that caused them to be overturned by higher courts. The Kansas Board for Discipline of Attorneys argued for Jackie Spradling embraced a win-at-all-costs attitude in two cases, the 2012 double homicide case and a 2016 rape and sodomy case. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that in both cases, appeals courts tossed out the convictions. In other news, some wildlife species that were previously absent or rare in Kansas are appearing more often now, including a mountain lion that was caught on video last month at roaming through the alleys of Wichita. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the mountain lion sightings continue a trend in recent decades that have brought an increased presence of wildlife, including elk, black bear, river otters, and armadillos. Matt Peake with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism say that some animal populations that have been reduced significantly by hunting have also gone from very rare to very abundant in the state. Those animals include wild turkey, Canadian geese, and deer populations. At American Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced that the fiscal year 2021 will be a good year for American farm exports. In the latest quarterly agriculture trade forecast, the agency said farm exports will total $164 billion, which would be the highest total in U.S. history. The report projects an increase of $7 billion in trade since the February forecast. USDA notes key factors include record export volumes for several commodities, including corn, soybeans, livestock, poultry, and dairy products. The University of Nebraska Medical Center requiring faculty, staff, and students to document whether they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. The Omaha World Herald reports the requirement kicks in on the 21st of this month. The documentation is required because medical students work with patients in clinics and hospital wards. Monday, Nebraska News here on the Mid-America Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week unanimously approved a request from the Agency on Aging, who has applied to the Kansas Department of Transportation and received approval to go into Washington County for pickups. Hanover will be $6, Barnes, Washington, and Greenleaf will be $8. Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth reported the county did not receive a Department of Transportation cost share grant to assist with infrastructure improvement on 11th Terrace. This can be reapplied for in the fall. There's an ongoing housing shortage throughout Marshall County, specifically in Summerfield, Blue Rapids, and Frankfort. Marshall County will be receiving $1.9 million in federal American Rescue Plan dollars. Barber would like the county to consider using some of these dollars to spread around to cities to assist with the housing shortage. It's the understanding of the board that any cities that have their own governing board will receive dollars directly through the American Rescue Plan. Barber presented a local road safety plan funding application for the board's consideration, which would include a local share of $5,000 that would develop a local road safety plan for all major collector and paved routes throughout the county. No action was taken on these requests pending more information. Keegan Cadillo will begin as a corrections officer intern for the summer. Some 50 wind turbines could be located in western Washington County as part of a 200-site, 600-megawatt operation proposed by NextEra Energy, whose representatives met with Washington County commissioners at last week's meeting. Land acquisition is underway with construction planned for late 22 or 23, ideally completed within about a year, although the project could be divided into phases. A military training route that passes through Washington County scuttled development efforts a couple of years back. That will be taken into consideration. An energy provider for the electricity generated is to be determined, with transmission lines connecting with the Irish Creek Wind Farm in Marshall County. Named the High Banks Wind Energy Center, the project is expected to generate some $115 million in landowner payments, $100 million in estimated property taxes, and up to 400 jobs during construction. Washington County has received second-half proceeds of a federal COVID grant amounting to just over $1 million, matching Spark funding received last fall. The funding may be used through 2024 and can apply toward public health, government services, water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure, and the like. No action was taken on a request from Tiffany Heyman for securing the funding and administering the grant. The Washington County Appraiser advised work will begin in Mill Creek, Hanover, and Haddam on property reviews. Homeowners will be notified by mail. Nemahal County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business at their last meeting and did not meet May 24th. Gage County supervisors were the latest to hear concerns from a grassroots group expressing reactions to a proposed National Heritage Area that they contend could be an invitation for federal takeover of property. A nearly two-hour discussion last Wednesday also included those in favor, citing tourism and economic development potential. The Heritage Project has been shelved for the near term after a series of meetings throughout Nebraska and Kansas that have brought often emotional testimony from citizens. Those speaking during discussion last week, in addition to board members, were Terry Acton with Gage County Planning and Zoning, Kim Wilson with the University of Nebraska, Jim Ogle with Freedom Frontier, Angel Cushing from Kansas, Mark Engler with the Homestead National Historic Park, John Hansen, Nebraska Farmers Union President, Trevor Lee with Engage, Angie Bruna, Executive Director of the Beatrice Chamber, and Ashley Mason. There may be additional items pertaining to this in the future. Other discussion brought up the fact that flags at the courthouse were not raised due to inclement weather Memorial Day. Options including acquisition of all-weather flags was considered. A motion passed unanimously, hiring Mark Kunke as the new highway superintendent for Gage County.
Barry E. Sloan, age 82, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Terry Christie Funeral in Waterville. Burial in the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery south of Waterville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Barry Sloan. William Bill J. Keggy, age 53, of Virginia, Nebraska, passed away May 31st. Interment services Friday, June 11th at 2:30 at the Brethren Cemetery at Holmesville. The Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bill Keggy.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match event is underway now through June 8. Gifts can be made anytime online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com with a credit card. Checks postmarked before the 8th can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive, Blue Rapids. Donors can also make their gifts in person at the Blue Rapids Community Center, Tuesday the 8th from 8 to 3. Thank you for your support of the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving. The Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce supports local businesses and tourist attractions. Past improvements to the camper hookups at Riverside Park have led to an increase in campers stopping to enjoy Blue Rapids, and the parking area needs new rock. The American Legion, George Bedford, Post 169, is looking for funding for the costs associated with the new memorial highway named after Corporal Allen Oatney and SP4 Gene Myers, two Waterville natives who paid the ultimate price during the Vietnam War. The Marshall County Fair Association is raising funds for the maintenance of the fairgrounds and building additions and removals. The old beef barn has been demolished and footings have been poured. Your donation will go toward continued construction costs, pens, and wash stations. Thank you for your support. The Blue Rapids Historical Society and Museum has been upgrading the museum facilities with technological and general improvements. Donations will continue to support these improvements and enable the museum to start new projects and create new exhibits and programs. The Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match event is underway now through June 8. Gifts can be made anytime online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com with a credit card. Checks postmarked before the 8th can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive, Blue Rapids. Donors can also make their gifts in person at the Blue Rapids Community Center, Tuesday the 8th from 8 to 3. Thank you for your support of the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the upper levels, we still have this upper level ridge in place, which is going to bring mostly sunny skies across the area, dry weather pretty much all the way through Thursday. We really don't have a chance of showers and thunderstorms until Thursday night into Friday. We're going to see temperatures well in the upper 80s and back into the mid 90s as we head into Wednesday and Thursday. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s, winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 60s. As we head into Wednesday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the mid-90s. Wednesday night, mostly clear, lower 70s. As we head into Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early June, 84. Record high hit the century mark on this date. The average low, 61. The record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Not that you ever need an excuse to eat ice cream, but you have one today. A good way to beat the heat with the taste of chocolate ice cream. We tell you more on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 7th, the 158th day of the year. Singer Tom Jones is blowing out 81 candles on his birthday cake. And on this day in 1976, the NBC Nightly News with John Chancellor and David Brinkley debuted on air for the first time. Today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Did you know that chocolate actually came before vanilla? Early ice cream recipes were modeled after beverages, and in the 17th century, hot chocolate was the drink of choice. It was actually considered a delicacy until 1800, when it began to be produced more often. Chocolate still comes in as the number two most popular flavor of ice cream, second to vanilla. So grab a cone and celebrate this summer treat. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. A pair of losses for both the KC Royals and the Wichita Wind Surge. We'll start with the Surge, who lost the extended homestand series finale to the Arkansas Travelers 9-0 yesterday at Riverfront Stadium. The Surge did take the series 4-6. Wichita will now travel to Tulsa for the second time this year to face the Tulsa Drillers in a 6-game series that gets underway tomorrow. Now to the boys in blue. Minnesota first baseman Miguel Sano swooped in to catch a popped-up bunt and start a triple play, highlighting the Twins' 2-1 win over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. It was the Twins' first triple play since 2019. Sano has been a part of the last four triple plays turned by the Twins. Again yesterday, the Twins over the Royals 2-1. Royals beginning a 3-game series with the Los Angeles Angels this evening. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any maker model, all in one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139 Ford inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Now, U.S. Women's Gymnastics. It's 7 for Simone.
Simone Biles has claimed her 7th title, winning the U.S. Gymnastics Championships again.
Dismount, 2 flips, 2 twists, 1 piece of air.
Biles on NBC Sports.
It's really emotional, especially going into my 2nd time doing an Olympic run. It's really crazy, and I appreciate everyone that's come out to watch and support us, especially after the year we've had.
The 24-year-old has won every all-around competition she's competed in since 2013. She's the most decorated American gymnast ever, with 30 combined Olympic and World Championship medals. Next up, Tokyo Olympic trials. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Essential Quality has won the 2021 Belmont Stakes, finishing off this year's Triple Crown races. Essential Quality came into the race as the favorite at 9-5 odds, while Rombauer, the Preakness Stakes winner, was given 6-1 odds just prior to post time. Monday Kansas Sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team split a pair with Silver Lake on Friday. Silver Lake wins the opener 12-2. Marysville takes the nightcap 4-2. Marysville is set to host Republic County in a doubleheader Wednesday. Games at 6 and 8 p.m. at Feldhausen Field.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Stop the itch of poison ivy and sting of stinging nettle with a little help from nature. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The sap of orange jewelweed has long been used to reduce skin irritation caused by poison ivy and stinging nettles. Its fungicide qualities have also been put to work treating athlete's foot. Hikers, gardeners, and outdoor people still keep an eye out for nature's cure to help soothe skin irritations. Jewelweed, a member of the touch-me-not family, is native to North America and can be found growing in moist, partially sunny areas like moist woodlands, floodplains, woodland edges, swamps, and roadside ditches. You'll also enjoy bumblebees, honeybees, and the ruby-throated hummingbirds visiting the blossoms for a sip of nectar. For a bit of fun, gently touch the mature seed pods in fall and watch the seeds shoot out into the surrounding area. Thus the family name, Touch Me Not. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
His name was Purnell Barnett. He died in World War I before he ever reached the battlefields of Europe. For generations after him, though, they probably simply knew him as the soldier in the field. The reason for that title is today's edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Between Memphis and Rutledge, Missouri, there once stood a monument in the rolling hills of Scotland County, a tall yet lone marker with quite a story.
It's known as the Soldier in the Field, and it is to commemorate a soldier that lost his life in Fort Riley, Kansas, right at the beginning of World War I.
Rhonda McBee shares the story from the Downing House Museum, where the monument now resides. More on that move later, but that monument was truly in the field, on the farm where the soldier grew up.
Quite a sad story. He was an only child, and he went to Fort Riley, Kansas, and succumbed to pneumonia. But some people think he could have been one of the first cases of Spanish influenza.
Purnell Barnett was the soldier who left Scotland County, Missouri for Fort Riley, Kansas, and then would have gone on to Europe for the war, if not for his death. He was the only child of the Barnetts.
His parents were so heartbroken that they built this monument to commemorate him, but they also list all of the other boys that lost their life in World War I.
As Rhonda mentions, on one side of the monument are inscribed the names of all soldiers from this county who lost their life in what was originally known as the Great World War. The monument is on a 12-foot pedestal with a life-size soldier on top of that.
It was on their farm, and they were going to build a park with a playground so people could come and enjoy it because they didn't want him to be forgotten.
The family left the area, but the monument remained in the field. But the passing years had led to deterioration. The soldier in the field lives on in a new location, though, and that story is next time. As we travel the countryside in Memphis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be an auction of household items and a number of tools for Jim Nork Saturday, June 12th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 908 North 9th in Marysville. This will be a short sale, lots of tools. Selling a 2004 Ford XLT Ranger pickup, 144,000 miles. A 2015 Troy-built 42-inch 15-horse rodding mower, self-propelled mower. A number of tools include a circular saw, jigsaws, electric sander, Dremel tools, hole saws, extension and step ladders. Furniture items include a newer twin-size bed, several chests of drawers, some desks, a retro platform rocker and couch, newer mini-fridge, a microwave, four-drawer file cabinet, some collectibles including an oak chair and desk with underbook storage. Again, this will be a shorter sale with a lot of tools, some household items, selling for Jim Nork. Saturday, June 12th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 908 North 9th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
I'm the
not a fan of swimming in farm ponds because of what's lurking under the water. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you've ever met an antisocial snapping turtle, you'll know what I mean, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
And Uncle have a beautiful pond that is a welcoming family gathering place. We love to fish, but aren't quite brave enough to swim in it thanks to the snapping turtles that wouldn't hesitate to take a nip at us. We have noticed that some of the bass had bites taken out of them. Bob Pierce is an extension fisheries and wildlife specialist at the University of Missouri and says sometimes turtles will eat fish. However, common snappers are basically lazy and are more apt to feed on slower moving and sick fish. Human fingers and toes are generally not part of their diet, but Pierce says you'll keep your digits by steering clear.
They certainly defend themselves, particularly if they're taken out of water. They tend to be very vigorous in their defense, and they'll bite. When they're in water, they're not nearly as aggressive, and they kind of want to hide and escape rather than vigorously defend themselves. So that's one of their behavior traits, that if you're in the water, chances are they're not going to come nip at you.
If you think you have an overpopulation of snappers, Pierce says you can bait them on a hook or set a trap. They're easily caught in shallow areas near beds of aquatic plants or under overhanging banks, stumps, or other types of cover. One of the best ways to trap them is with a hoop net that sits underwater.
The turtle walks into the large cylinder at one end and can't get out. You know, it's just a behavior. They're not going to back out. The type of trap that you just set and you hope turtles fall into it, like they walk up and drop in, those won't be any good for snapping turtles.
The best time to catch them is during spring, summer, or fall. While snappers are in hibernation, they can be taken from old muskrat holes, under old logs, and in soft-bottomed waterways. Learn more about snapping turtles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a retirement farm machinery auction for Floyd and Julie Munson, southeast of Olesburg, Kansas, Saturday, June 12th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Selling tractors and machinery, including an IH-10 86 diesel with cab, Farmall 706 diesel, H. Formal gas tractor, Premier Big Baler, New Holland Trail Type Mower, 5-bar hay rake, pop-up bale loader, 2-wheel big bale mover, 9-foot pull type swather, plus other machinery and miscellaneous. Vehicles and trailers include a 2,000-2,500 GMC 4x4 pickup with a good hydrobed bale bed, 335,000 miles, an 88 Chrysler 5th Avenue 4-door car, 150,000 miles, 20-foot tandem axle gooseneck flatbed trailer with ramps and double jack stand, 16x5-foot bumper hitch stock trailer with a good floor. Salvage items, livestock equipment, mower, generator shop tools, some guns, antiques, collectibles, and household items. Selling for Floyd and Julie Munson, this retirement farm machinery auction will be held at 12245 Booth Creek Road at Olesburg. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Saturday. Auction conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
Thank you.
me. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for one like me. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room.
In this very room,
in this very room,
there's quite enough love for all of us. And in this very room,
in this very room,
there's quite enough joy.
Said, I make myself rich by making my wants few. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It's easy to think you need to have a certain job or a status to achieve financial clarity, but really a mindset change might be all it takes. Being able to differentiate between your wants and your needs can be tough, especially in a world where there seems to be an endless number of ads and brands and constant promotions. But one way you can easily separate the two is by putting pen to paper. Write down all of your day-to-day needs and then evaluate your wants. An important question to ask when you're thinking about your wants is, do these align with my purpose? Your answer will help serve as your guidepost. Like Thoreau said, make yourself rich by making your wants few. This is a sure way to experience financial clarity so you can live with more purpose and gratitude.
A new report makes a case for incenting farmers to help combat climate change. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers and applicators about safety when using foliar pesticides. Tim Joseph is with Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Applicators should be sure to cover exposed skin, wear closed-toed shoes and goggles, and use non-absorbent gloves when applying crop protection products. It's also important to properly clean the equipment to avoid accidental exposure. The product labels also outline application and use requirements.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
Agriculture is in a position to be either a victim or a hero when it comes to climate change. That's the gist of a new report commissioned by the Farm Journal Foundation. Report co-author Dr. John Riley.
Agriculture is in the crosshairs of climate change. There's no other sector that is probably more exposed to the risks of climate change. A recent study suggested that by 2100, if we don't change the direction of climate, corn yields could fall by 22% from their otherwise trend increase. And that's probably an underestimate of some of the risks of climate. That's not taking into account increase in pest diseases, weeds that are likely to occur because of climate change.
The report suggests that agriculture has the potential to help reverse climate change. And the other co-author, Dr. Stephanie Mercier, believes the government could help orchestrate that.
We think there's a good array of programs available right now in the federal government to help in this area, but more resources are needed. In particular, more funding for the federal programs that provide financial and technical assistance to farmers to adopt these practices. And another thing that might be considered is to prioritize funding for farmers who want to adopt practices that are most effective in this area.
There's a link to the report at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The United States Department of Agriculture has announced steps to improve the resiliency and support of our nation's emergency food system. Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, Stacy Dean, explains three areas focused on under a recently announced investment of up to $1 billion for our nation's emergency food system.
About half the money USDA is going to purchase food through its traditional means. Our agriculture marketing service will be buying food from vendors all around based on orders that we get from food banks for the foods that they need. Another $400 million, what we want to do is put those resources into the hands of leaders at the state level, maybe a state agriculture secretary or some of our state partners who lead on food banks, but the key is that they will be buying from local producers, farmers, and ranchers, and then donating that food to the food bank network in their state. And then $100 million in infrastructure and capacity building grants for the food bank system. So this means that we can help local pantries purchase storage equipment, cooling equipment, so that they're better able to distribute food. Those able to distribute food, but they haven't been a part of their food bank network, maybe because they don't have the right training or information on food safety. We've got the ability to give them the help they need so that they can continue to play an important role in helping their neighbors.
That's Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, Stacy Dean. In other news, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran recently introduced legislation that would relax the U.S. trade embargo with Cuba. Moran says the unilateral trade embargo on Cuba blocks American farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers from selling into a market that is just 90 miles from the United States shores. Moran says that limits revenue streams for farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
At Rusty Eck Ford, we're holding over our Memorial Day sales event as a salute to you. That's right. Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford or certified pre-owned vehicle you're looking for. Now through Monday only, buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Buy with zero money down or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot during our held over Memorial Day sales event.
Rush to Rusty Egg Ford for our red, white, and blue salutes to you. And remember, if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustyEggFord.com.
Offer solid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Offer to buy contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to the dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expire 6/7/21.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local.
Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. JBS, one of the world's largest meat packer, was hit earlier this week by a cyber attack. Chad Smith says the impact on the beef supply chain is still unknown.
One of the world's largest meat packers recently announced it had been hit by a cyber attack. JBS announced Sunday some of the servers supporting its North American and Australian IT systems were targeted. Scott Bennett, director of congressional relations with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the company responded immediately.
The company took immediate action, suspending all of the affected systems, notifying authorities, and activating the company's global network of IT professionals and third-party experts to resolve the situation. The company's backup servers were not affected, and it is actively working with an incident response firm to restore its systems as soon as possible.
Bennett says the meatpacking industry could expect disruptions.
The company is not aware of any evidence at this time that any customer, supplier, or employee data has been compromised or misused as a result of this situation. The company does state that a resolution of the incident will take time, which may delay certain transactions with customers and suppliers.
Bennett says the situation may affect the supply of beef products domestically and internationally.
It is concerning whenever we see disruptions in our food supply chain. Certainly the COVID-19 pandemic showed us that last year. We hope that JBS can get up and running as soon as possible. This event has certainly shined a light on how vulnerable even agriculture can be to cybersecurity threats.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Are you a patient person? You'll have to be if you're in the market for new or used machinery and equipment on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Isn't fair. Commodity prices are up, which means farmers have more money to buy things. That could finally mean a brand spanking new tractor or combine that you've waited years for. But as luck would have it, you'll have to wait a while longer. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming Magazine. He says finding equipment, both new or used, is tough this year.
We have guys that have put orders in for tractors and combines, tillage equipment, that are being told, hey, you have to wait 8, 9, 10, 12 months before you get a new piece of equipment, even if they pay cash for it. And all that good used equipment we used to have way back 4 or 5 years ago has just disappeared. I'm talking about the real cherry stuff that's 5 years old or younger.
Mowat says this is the time where he coaches people not to make mistakes.
If you feel like you desperately need a tractor, I have to question, how desperately do you really need that tractor? Can you make it through this season until next winter when manufacturing catches up? Because you could end up now buying a piece of used equipment that in a year could be worth a quarter or a third less than it was when you paid for it. Because what goes up comes down.
Let your dealer know what you're looking for, and when it's available, they'll let you know. They want to make sales and move inventory because the past few years have been tough on them, too. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the jumbled world of iron and get 2 free appraisals of your own equipment at agriculture.com.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Mixed numbers across our futures markets. Here as we head towards the end of the day, corn for July is down 2.5 at 680 and a quarter. September corn is up 10 and a quarter at 616 and three quarters. The wheat markets not doing well. July Kansas City wheat down 6.5 at 630. September down 6.25 at 637 and a half. All three of the wheat markets are showing red. Soybeans had been doing well earlier. July beans down 14 now at 1569 and three quarters. August down 7 at 1530 and a half. Soy products are struggling. July soybean meal is down 390 at 392.30. August down $3 at 394.30. August, July bean oil is down 60 at 70.74. August soybean oil is down 5 points at 67.92. So after kind of a positive start to the day, things have begun to erode fairly quickly as we head towards the end of the day in grains and soybeans. June live cattle down 70 at 116.12. August down 35 at 117.72. So not a good look for fat cattle. Feeders are down. August feeders down 90 cents at 149.02. September down 112 at 151.62. Each of the back months is down, many by more than a dollar. Hogs, June hogs steady at 119.50. July up 152 at 122.12. So a more positive look for hogs than we are seeing for cattle. In the metals markets, June gold is up $5.70 currently at $1,895.50 an ounce. August is up $6.40. We are seeing plus signs with silver and platinum. Copper is trending lower. And in the energy markets, July crude oil is down 31 cents currently at $69.31 a barrel. Minus signs for unleaded gas as well. Heating oil is up fractionally. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB. Paid for. Thank you.
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.